Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson, and with me tonight is my standard co-host. The bonus man?
Yeah, it's usually the bonus guy, but...
But
tonight we actually got a second one.
We do have a second bonus guy. So first bonus guy, Mr. Jacob. Good to have you on here, dude. Mm-hmm. And our other bonus guy in Seth is gone tonight. So bonus guy, go ahead.
Oh yeah. My name is Jacob Greenlee. Just call me Seth. I'm just playing Seth.
Yeah, well, we won't do that. All right, so.
And now he has to start saying sorry, Grandma.
Yeah,
sorry, Grandma.
There you go. But you're not gonna curse and stuff like that. We're not doing that tonight. So I may every great once in a while because I forget. But anyway, man, it's been a while since we put out an episode. So it's good to be here. Man, we got a lot of stuff to go through before we get started on too much. So things number one. It's been quite a little bit of time since we've done an episode, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we still have some giveaways that we're working on. We do. We got these giveaways. Mr. Garcia, we're going to mention you first. Dude, you did win that stuff. It is going to be in the mail. I will get with Bijan's jerky, and we will get that out to you.
Sorry, it will be expired by then.
No, we'll get fresh beef jerky. I will work on that. I do apologize. It's been crazy. We do really appreciate everybody that's, you know, participated in all of our events. It's just been hectic all the time. That's why now it's kind of few and far between when we've been able to do episodes. Hopefully, we're going to be able to do them more regularly again, and we're going to get working on that. So, with that being said, Mr. Mattson, we've got this Taco Bell gift card for you. It is absolutely amazing. We love Taco Bell. I haven't used it, which is crazy. I go there all the time. But Taco Bell is – we need to do another episode about Taco Bell. It's absolutely fantastic. We love Taco Bell. Taco Bell, please sponsor us. Anyway, then we've got our other giveaway. We've got a giveaway for – I think it was Amigos. And I don't know who eats it. I mean, I don't even know if that chain is still around.
Hey, Amigos is pretty good.
Well, that's what...
The one in North Platte.
We had special guest Mr. Larson on here, and he has a gift card to give away. We haven't done the drawing for that because we're still behind on a couple of drawings. But if you want to enter into that, go check out all of our social media accounts everywhere that you have social media, at Crackin' Crime, right? So Facebook, at Crackin' Crime.
If you'll just get it 2 years late.
Or at all. But we are working on that stuff. Also, we put out a line of t-shirts and other types of apparel, which is absolutely amazing. That's all on our Facebook page. We've shared everything out there with all of that stuff. So go check all of that out, all of our social media. We got TikToks. We've got Twitter. We've got, or X. We've got Instagram. What else am I forgetting? Anyway, if there's a social media account out there, we're probably on it at some point in time, somewhere. I said Facebook like 36 times already. Yeah, you're doing great. My bonus guys are with it. You guys are rocking it. So also, check us out at Patreon. All right, that's how we, you know, it helps us be able to keep going and do more episodes because, come on, I mean, be honest, this is absolutely amazing. So check us out on Patreon. become a Patreon. Subscribe to that. That's fantastic. That's very helpful. I think that we've covered all of our social media stuff. So what we've been up to kind of recently.
Oh, yeah. There's no Seth to slow us down today.
I know. We're just kind of rocking through it. I know. Well, Seth should be back with us. He's really busy right now.
Golfing.
Moving into a new house.
There you go. But Plum Pros.
Barely.
Plum Pros.
We moved him in.
Right, no, but that's sassy. What we do. We help with each other. Anyways, check out Plum Pros if you guys need any plumbing service. That is Seth, Plum Pros, Holdridge. And then we've got Tilson Customs. Anything that you guys need for your automotive accessories needs. Tilson Customs, check it out. It's all over the place. Actually, Crackin' Crime podcast is on TilsonCustoms.com, so go check that out. So there's also Facebook and stuff like that for Tilson Customs. So anyway, go check out that everything at Tilson Customs, at Crackin' Crime, and then Plum Pros on Facebook if you need plumbing services. Whew, that was a mouthful. We've done a lot of stuff. Big shout out to our Patreons. We still got Grandma and Grandma. And we've got, I know, well, we apologize to them quite often. So we, you know, they have sponsored the show, which is fantastic. Thank you both. And then we have Mr. Garcia from Texas. So thank you for that.
T-Hawks.
No, not that. anyway, so, no, check that out. We were putting out some pretty decent things on Patreon also. Sexy Mexi, that's right, absolutely. Everybody remembers him. He was on one of the episodes with us, Mr. Garcia. So, anyways, that's all fantastic. Thank you guys so much. All right. We ran through everything kind of quickly there tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay, fun times that we're having here. Okay, so recently in the news has been Graceland, okay?
Oh, we visited Graceland.
We did visit Graceland. We'll talk about...
I took 800 pictures.
You did.
They left me.
Yeah,
we left you at Graceland, or we just didn't take you to Tennessee with us.
They left me in Nebraska.
We did. We left Jake in Nebraska.
Instead, we brought my brother Nick.
Yeah, your brother Nick. That was my birthday celebration to myself. We went to Nashville that year, and then we swung over by Memphis. I went to Graceland. It was always bucket list item for me, wanting to go to Graceland. So we finally did that. It was absolutely amazing. I had a blast there. So, yeah, I thought that it was really interesting. We'll talk more about Graceland, because what is Graceland? People are probably curious, because, you know, why not? So Graceland is the home of Elvis Presley. So, but recently in the news... Graceland has been in the news because a company tried to foreclose on Graceland. So let's just kind of go over. So that's really what my story's about today, is the whole weird foreclosure thing about Graceland. But I'm also a big Elvis Presley fan. I'm just a big music fan in general.
We know.
Right.
Just behind you is literal just stacks of Garth Brooks albums.
That's not Elvis Presley. Come on.
It's not Elvis Presley.
That's still music.
So when I was growing up, Elvis Presley was like I was a big. I had
at the peak of his stardom.
No, Elvis Presley had already passed away before I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before I was born.
I was calling you old.
You were calling me. I figured. Yeah, I got that. But no. So I was a big Elvis Presley fan when I was a kid, but I'm a big music fan. So Randy Travis is huge to me. Garth Brooks is huge to me. I like a lot of country. Mostly a
meeting
country guy.
Luke Combs.
Meeting Luke Combs was fantastic. You and I went and met Luke Combs. That was really neat. On my birthday, the same year that we went to Graceland, so I got to see Graceland that year. And then like a couple weeks later, actually on my birthday, I went to Des Moines, Iowa, and I met Randy Travis. So that was awesome. That was one of my highlights, right? That was absolutely probably one of my favorite things that I've done. Other than what we talked about on the last episode, which was the Nashville episode, when you and I went to Nashville and the mom and I got to go to the opening of the Friends and Little Places Bar and Honky Tonk, that was pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So I had an absolute great time on that. But anyway, I have a lot of musical things in this studio, right? So in my office area. Okay, So, but let's go ahead and jump kind of into Elvis Presley stuff, right? You guys ready for some Elvis Presley type talk?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we'll work our way towards Graceland and then the current, like, crazy situation that's happening with Graceland. But Elvis Aaron Presley, everybody knows him as just Elvis, but it was Elvis Aaron Presley.
I never knew his name was Aaron.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's his middle name, I don't think. But anyway, he was born in 1935, January 8th. 1935. He ends up passing away August 16th of 1977. He was only like 42 years old. So just kind of crazy all of the things that the man accomplished, because he just kind of comes out of the gate as huge, right? Mm-hmm. So he grows up, or he's born in Tupelo, Mississippi. So it's not a long ways away from Memphis, Tennessee, okay? And then he ends up, in 1954, he starts his music career. Are you guys paying attention over here? Mm-hmm. Okay, in 1954, he starts his music career at Sun Records, okay? Mm-hmm. With producer Sam Phillips.
What song did he perform first, or make first?
So, let's see if it says, his first RCA Victor single was Heartbreak Hotel, was released in January of 1956, and it went to number one. So I do remember that there was a thing with Elvis Presley just didn't stand still. So his voice, and then, like, already kind of made him stand out because he was a good musician, right?
What? Jacob sounds like Darth Vader over here.
Is that, that's your breathing? That's what's happening. Oh, that's hilarious. Then the fact that he's just laughing about it, that's hilarious. All right. So anyway, he didn't stand still. So at the time, they considered his type of music to essentially be, you know, like, we'll use a Waterboy, you know, Mama from Waterboy.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that it's her snoring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these microphones are super sensitive. They pick up like a cricket farting outside.
So then I just stopped breathing there for a minute.
You stopped breathing. That's not, I was like, you're turning red, I'm still hearing it. All right. So that's the new pup, Xena, our German Shepherd. She's sleeping next to my chair. So you guys are just going to have
seven,
to listen to her.
8 months now?
8 months. Okay. Yep, 8 months old. Smartest dog. Oh my goodness.
Nah, Ziva's still the smartest dog.
Ziva was my girl. Yeah, our 13-year-old husky passed away a year ago. So we, anyway, no, it's been longer than a year now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been just a little over a year. Anyway, so the music that he did was very upbeat. It was rock and roll, right? And we're talking in the 50s.
Honestly, Jailhouse Rock is kind of a good example of it.
It's
jail, which is not a great place to be.
But if you watch the video for Jailhouse Rock, he doesn't stand still. So he shakes his hips.
And his legs.
And that was what he really became famous for, is because back in those days, they just stood there with their instruments. And the TV, like when they would zoom in, it would only be like on shoulders, head. Mm-hmm. Like it was just kind of zoomed in. They didn't move around in the stage and stuff. But Elvis Presley was shaking and moving his hips, and he was like dancing all over the stage. The girls were loving it, and he becomes this heartthrob. The parents hated it. So it was like this, like, rebellious music of the time. And he's
and
like,
the parents love it and the kids don't understand it.
That's a good one. That was, yeah, that's pretty accurate, yes. But it set the trend. At the same time that he's coming up, you have, I mean, we could really go into music of this era. You're talking Johnny Cash and Elvis were in the same time. They toured around together. They were from the same area.
Oh, yeah, we visited his bus
Johnny Cash's bus, we did.
Yeah.
Yep, while we were in Nashville at the Ryman, we did.
Yeah.
We went on Johnny Cash's bus. But it's just crazy. I mean, we went on Elvis Presley's airplanes and all that stuff there. And so, again, we'll get to all that stuff when we get to the Graceland talk. So I'm not trying to go too crazy into all of the Elvis stuff. I'm just giving, like, an overall, you know, like...
I was just saying it's funny because I got That was about the same time, so.
Well, the bus was our second trip. So that was the last trip to Nashville.
I don't know. I just remember I got a lot of pictures of both of them.
You did. You did. Yeah. But the
this TV, y'all didn't think of
that. Well, it was kind of neat the way that, you know, like, yeah. You know, they're pretty dated. So both of them. So cool their own way. But no, Elvis, like, he grows up like so many people of the day, right? But Elvis stands apart from everybody. He was the most popular right out of the gate. He was just this something about him guy, right? And so everywhere that he went, everything that he did was crazy, right? So he has so many good songs right out of the gate with, you know, Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm. He kind of
Jailhouse Rock, Love Me Tender.
What's that one I was singing earlier? I forget.
What's that?
The one I was singing earlier.
The one that is it the one that I started on my phone? Because there's All Shook Up, Blue Suede Shoes, and these are all his early songs. Yeah. These are his 50s and 60s songs. But then what ends up happening is, so you got his early career, right, when he kind of starts. So let me jump into when he gets music. 1953 is when he goes to Sun Records, and then there's all kinds of stuff that happens with that, right? Mm-hmm. And then let me go, because then what ends up happening, kind of at the height of his stardom, he's touring and touring and touring like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And then the war breaks out, and then he gets drafted into the military.
Oh, yeah. We heard about this in Graceland.
Yes.
Where the entire time he's there, he doesn't actually do anything. He was just stationed in a zone.
So,
and he was too popular to actually be killed off in the war, so they just...
Right.
He just stayed at a base.
And a lot of people didn't like him. So he's drafted March 24th, 1958... into the United States Army, and he goes to Fort Chaffee in Arkansas. So then he goes to training at Fort Hood in Texas, and he goes into, he's temporarily assigned to the Medium Tank Battalion, 37th Armor. And then he ends up like leaving that, and am I boring you, Mr. Jake?
No.
He goes to the 1st Medium Tank Battalion, and then he is transferred. He goes to West Germany. Okay, so if you go down, there's a crazy thing that happens while he's in West Germany. He's 24 years old is all.
Yeah.
And he is a superstar. Okay? Elvis Presley at 24 years old is as big as a superstar as anybody could ever be. Okay? And so he meets 14-year-old Priscilla. I don't know how to say her last name. Everybody knows her as Priscilla Presley. It's Bailu. So he's 24.
Yeah, I was about to say.
She's 14. 14. Now, this is kind of a weird thing of the time, okay? Because there was it's going to take me just a second. He sang Great Balls of Fire, Jerry Lee Lewis. So Jerry Lee Lewis is a similar story where he was very energetic and he was recording all kinds of music at the time and he was very popular. People were saying that he was almost as popular as Elvis. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he marries his 14-year-old, was it his cousin?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they don't stay together very long, but his career is done, right? And we could go into all of that crazy, crazy story. They've made movies about that crazy story.
That's crazy.
Then you've got, oh my God, so many good actresses. You had the Big Bopper, you had Richie Valens, and you had, oh my goodness, my favorite one. Had the glasses.
The glasses are important.
The glasses are very important on the, and I don't know how I'm drawing a blank. I never... He's the out of the ones that I just said, he was
computer error noises, you know?
I know. I'm just trying to think of it. I can't believe that I'm drawing a blank. It's, do you remember who I'm talking about?
Nope, not even close.
He's making stuff up.
Yeah. It's going to be like that one episode. He's just going to start rambling on.
He's going to start making up names and stuff like that. It's going to hit me.
Randomly at a bar.
It's going to hit me like a ton of bricks. They all died one night on a plane crash. Buddy Holly. Boom. I knew it. So Buddy Holly was very big at the time. Mm-hmm. And then him and I just said all of their other names. Now I'm drawing a blank on them. he sang La Bamba. What I just said, Richie Valens, mm-hmm. and the Big Bopper were all on. They all boarded an airplane because back in those days, they traveled all these places on a bus. We didn't have the modern stuff that we do now. So the heater had gone out in the bus. And they were traveling, and actually this is in Clear Lake, Iowa, is where the plane crash went. So they played the Surf Ballroom, and I can't remember the date. I could easily look it up, but I'm not going to. But they played the Surf Ballroom, and they were sick.
I make up a date now.
Yeah, it was 1963.
Cold morning in 1963.
It was actually a cold morning. It was a blizzard. It was snowing out. So they played the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, and they're sick, so Buddy Holly says to hell with it. They're playing in Minnesota the next night. Yep. So he charters an airplane. So when they're done with the show at the Surf Ballroom, they were going to, the bus was driving, you know, a few hours north up into Minnesota. So they decide they're going to charter this airplane. He's just going to get there that night because it'd only take like an hour on the plane, if that. And then he's going to sleep in a hotel room, and he's going to get warm and hopefully feel better for the show the next night. So Waylon Jennings is also on tour with them, and he had a seat on the plane. And in the final minutes, then he like lost a bet, and he gave his seat to the Big Bopper because I think the Big Bopper was sicker than Waylon Jennings was. So he gives his seat to the Big Bopper, and then they don't even make it like 2 miles out of town. And the plane crashes into the ground and they all died. Oh. And it's known as the day that the music died. Yeah, it's a...
The music died.
American Pie.
100%, yes. And so...
I never knew American Pie was based on...
Yeah, Buddy Holly. So another quick, crazy story attached to Buddy Holly. His favorite or his well-known song was Peggy Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. My pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Ooh, ooh. Right?
Never heard that.
You never heard that? Okay, so Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue
was married to. I'll maybe look it up here in a few minutes if you remind me. But Peggy Sue, the real life Peggy Sue, was married to the lead guitarist for a Buddy Holly's band. So he didn't die in the plane crash, but he had written the song. Buddy Holly sang it. It becomes Buddy Holly's biggest hit, Peggy Sue.
Oh.
But the real-life Peggy Sue is still alive. She was married to the lead guitarist. They then divorce, and then she marries a guy who owns a plumbing company in Sacramento, California, Dial 1 Rapid Rooter.
Yeah.
And my dad worked for Dial 1 Rapid Rooter. So when I was a little kid, we actually went and hung out at Peggy Sue's house. So I knew Peggy Sue. And then, yeah, as a little kid, I don't really remember her. But years later, my dad looked her up, and he was driving semi, and he actually stopped, and then they ate dinner together down in Texas. Because then, at that point, she had moved, and she was living in Texas. So, anyway, so it's just kind of a crazy story, right? I was always, you know, music was kind of always been my, like, passion, my thing. And so knowing all of this stuff, and then Peggy Sue, isn't that?
I was not expecting that.
You weren't expecting that?
Just being like, oh yeah, I actually know this person.
I actually know Peggy Sue, yeah, from the Buddy Holly song. Isn't that crazy? Yes. I honestly hung out at her house when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I didn't like know Peggy Sue, but like me and Randy Travis are BFFs now. We're really good friends. Randy will probably like this, and he's probably listening. Hey, let's give him a shout out. Everybody say hi, Randy.
What's up, Randy?
There you go. Thank you. Jake. Jacob, I want to say hi to Randy.
He's too cool.
I know, he's too cool. I don't know why. Mr. Travis, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you for listening, Mr. Travis.
Mr. Travis, thank you. See,
why are you laughing?
Right, yeah, there's nothing funny about this. We are BFFs. Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Best friends for life.
So, okay, so let's get back to Elvis, right? Because we just kind of went off on a tangent. Right, I don't even know where we...
Wait, I just, like, thought of something. Them sitting in a room doing their nails and be like, oh, my gosh.
Pillow fight.
No, not like that, but yeah. So, another funny story.
How are you going to break my nail?
Oh my God, I broke my nail. No, probably go more like this. Hey, hand me the screwdriver.
That's more accurate. Yeah, we're fixing old trucks and stuff. All right, so back to Elvis and how he met his 14-year-old Priscilla. And then he started, like, they just hung out a lot together. They say that nothing actually happened, and they didn't get married until she was, like, 21 or something like that.
No, that's good.
Which we'll go through that a little bit. But everybody knows, and Priscilla's still alive today, which is crazy. I think she's, like, 79, I think, when I looked up Priscilla.
Only 79?
Yeah. And, well, she was still pretty young, you know.
No.
I'll look up her exact age here in just a few minutes, but at the time she was 14. So anyway, they meet when they are in. I said where he was stationed, didn't I?
Nope.
They were in the. He was in the 1st Medium Tank Battalion Armored Division at the Ray Barracks in West Germany, and he was there for a couple of years. And then he comes back to the United States in 1960.
Oh, wait. He was an armor intelligence specialist.
Yes. And so he was actually... So when you read this, right, that I've got up right here, it says that there was a lot of people that fellow soldiers attested that he was seen as an able, ordinary soldier despite his fame, and he was very generous. He donated all of his earnings from the military.
Oh, yeah. I saw that to, like, children stuff.
Yes. Like, yep. So I just saw it to a charity, but yeah, it was to charities.
I've heard that a lot of people didn't like him because they saw...
So there was one person that didn't like him. And that was your grandpa. So Grandpa Dean was in the military at the same time as Elvis, and they were stationed together at, I think it was still stateside. And at that time, I think it was early on, and Elvis was just in his barracks all of the time, is what my grandpa said. So here I am, this big Elvis Presley fan growing up, and I have Elvis pictures on my wall, and I had a clock that actually the legs moved. It was pretty neat. I had a pillow that had, it was the stamp. I still have the stamps if you guys want to see them. Remind me after we're done. I'll show you my stamps. So I had the Elvis stamps, and I was all proud of them. I have an Elvis stamp watch. I actually have that right there in that safe.
Oh, Lord. You're just going to go on a rant now.
I am. Yeah, you ready for another rant? No. Okay. So.
So actually, this is my collection of.
Here we go again.
I have a tendency to do that. I like to collect all the stuff. I don't throw stuff away.
Yeah, like this is my limited edition.
Well, Elvis stamps. They're limited edition. They were made in the 90s. I'm sure that a lot of people still have them. I do. But anyway, so my grandpa didn't like Elvis. So I'd start talking to Elvis stuff, or I'd be listening to it, and he didn't have anything good to say about Elvis, right? So, and he told me that story. That he didn't like him because when they were together in the military, Elvis was not out amongst the normal guys. Yeah. But again, that's just what my grandpa told me. According to the stuff that I'm reading, they say that he liked to just be an ordinary. Yeah, so he was. So and maybe that was more when he got to West Germany, that he was actually out and about doing things. I don't know. I wasn't stationed with him at the time.
I saw something where he, like, donated TVs to the army. And all right. that, and like
which
extra
I could
set of
definitely
clothes and
see
all that.
That. Yeah, I could definitely see that. And then, so he's in the military. He comes back stateside in 1960, so he's only in for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And then when he comes back, he doesn't go back into music. So this is the weird thing. So he's famous for music,
yeah.
But his fame has actually grown while he's been in the military. So now he keeps getting bigger and more popular. Uh-huh. Kind of like what we see with some of the artists right now during COVID, when everybody had to stop touring and everybody was away for that year, 2 years. When everybody came back, there was different... Everything was a little bit different than it was before. So there's artists that weren't very big before COVID, and then after COVID they come out. Luke Combs is one.
Yep.
And so he was scheduled for North Platte, and then we go see him in North Platte at that concert, and then like he finishes that tour of the smaller areas, but
yeah.
He's now at a stage that he was able to book arenas and sell them out. But before COVID, he was just starting to do the fair circuit. You know what I mean? So then, anyway. So.
And then he had hit after hit after hit.
Right. He's one that is going to be up there with some of these other big names. But what's cool about, it's just funny how just randomly sometimes these artists just get bigger than, you know, like what made them just be that much more popular. Elvis was one of them. You can't really put your finger on what made him the king of rock and roll. His moves, but he was only doing it for a few years. He's 24 years old. And then he comes back and then he goes and starts doing movies. Wow. So he decides, I want to be a movie star. And he does so many movies.
Yeah.
It was crazy the amount of movies. I can't even remember. I don't even know if it says on how many films. But so for 8 years, he's just doing movie, 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 movie. So actually a really cool thing. You guys know Kurt Russell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Kurt Russell is, in the 60s, is a little boy. Okay? And he is in a movie with Elvis. And he runs up and he kicks Elvis in the shin. Okay? And that's part of his scene in the movie.
Yeah.
So you can see a young man, Kirk Douglas, kick Elvis Presley in the shin. In the 60s, Elvis Presley dies in 77. And then it was maybe in the 80s, and maybe not even in the 80s. But anyways, Kurt Russell then ends up playing Elvis in a movie.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that and then crazy.
And then another Kurt Russell kicks him in the shin.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. And then Brad Pitt kicks him in the shin. No. But then there's another Kurt Russell ended up being in another movie later on where he's an Elvis impersonator.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, but that's all of the stuff. So anyways, he goes into the movies for like 8 years, okay? And then, so I believe it was 68, he decides, okay, so I'm doing the movie thing, but it wasn't, like, he's living in L.A., and I could go really in-depth with everything that happens with his daughter, Priscilla, his wife, wife, Priscilla, daughter is Lisa Marie Presley. So she ends up being born, but he owns, everybody remembers Graceland is Elvis's house.
Yeah.
But when we were there, that wasn't Elvis's house. It was because he bought it, but he gave his parents the money. It was actually his dad's house.
Oh.
So Graceland is the Presley mansion,
yeah.
But it was purchased by Vernon Presley, which is Elvis's dad. And then Elvis is the bread. He's the one making all of the money. So he ends up moving all of their. He moves his parents in there and his grandma.
Oh.
Yeah. So they all live together in there. And then he ends up marrying Priscilla.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's kind of a weird story too, the way that he ends up, because he owns houses in like, Las Vegas, Los Angeles. You know, like, he owns big mansions all over the place, and nobody, you know, none of that stuff, nobody even talks about. Graceland is what everybody remembers. But he owned tons of shit, okay? Yeah. The guy was worth a fortune, and everything he did turned to gold. But he ends up bringing Lisa Marie over he talks her parents into letting. And they weren't really, I think they were like adoptive parents. But anyway, he talks them into letting her come and stay with him. And then she goes back after a few weeks, and then he lets, like, he talks him into letting her come and stay with him again later, and then she comes, and then she moves in next door. They buy a house, another house, a few houses down from Graceland, and then Lisa Marie was supposed to live there, but she ends up mostly living at Graceland, and then he's traveling around, and she's not even with him.
Oh.
And so he's making all these movies in Los Angeles, and she's living with his parents in Graceland, and then she ends up pregnant with Lisa Marie, and then Lisa Marie's growing up at Graceland, and, like, she starts traveling with Elvis a little bit. But anyway, so it's kind of all crazy. But anyway. So the things that everybody's famous for, you know what I mean? Like, she's famously Elvis Presley's wife, and then, but they divorced in, like, 73. He dies in 77. Wait,
are you getting these names mixed up?
Do I keep saying? No, Priscilla's the wife. So,
yeah.
Am I saying? I could do that, because sometimes I get to just talking. I can't really remember what I said, but Priscilla was the one. I don't think I'm really talking about Lisa Marie much.
You've been talking like it's been Lisa Marie.
So, Lisa Marie's born February 1st, 1968, and then he decides that he's going to go back to music. So he goes back to music, and he does the 1968 comeback special. It was the black jumpsuit that he was wearing. So he didn't really wear jumpsuits and all of that stuff in the 50s. And then he had his movie career. Now he comes back to music. Now he's doing jumpsuits and all of that stuff. So the Elvis that everybody remembers, and that they when everybody does the Elvis impersonator thing, they wear the big white jumpsuit.
Yeah.
That's all the 68 to 73 Elvis. And then there's the heavy years when he was eating whatever he wanted to, when he was, you know, like, not in shape like he was when he was younger. And so the unhealthy, drug-addicted Elvis was the later.
You know he dyed his hair black.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, he was supposed to be blonde, and he just kept on dyeing his hair black.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think at one time he was using, like, a shoe polish, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah, to have the jet black hair for the 50s. Yeah. So, anyways, it's kind of crazy. Then he starts doing a lot of music. I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like it was my favorite music. I liked his 50s music.
Yeah.
And everything that he did after that is not my favorite stuff. I think he had a couple that I liked. But it really wasn't. So my favorite, you know, like, here's some of them. Like, Suspicious Minds is good. Don't Cry Daddy, Kentucky Rain. Like, those are some of the names. And wasn't my favorite stuff there. And then I've watched a bunch of stuff. But he just had something about him that people liked. Like, they went out to his shows. He just had the it factor. And he was, well, I mean, it's still a thing that Graceland is still the number one visited, like, historical house, I think, in the world.
Holy crap.
Yeah. The amount of visitors that go to Graceland daily is astounding.
Oh, my God.
It's unreal. How packed
was it, like, when you guys went?
It was crazy.
Really?
That parking.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was bad. We had to stand in the line and all of that. I mean, it was,
you know, kind of ghosty.
What's that?
I would assume it's, like, kind of ghosted, like, no one's
there. Not at all. It was...
No. It was really cool. Yeah. Honestly. I mean, it was awesome. Like, I mean, honestly, I would say, what, 8 out of 10 on the percentage? I'd easily give it, you know, like, 100% worth going and seeing it.
And then remember it had a racquetball?
Yes. So actually, the day of his death, he was in his racquetball court that he had built out back. So the thing that gets me about Graceland is it's not, like, if you were to think, like, what Will Smith's mansion looks like, right?
I have no clue what that looks like.
Oh, I mean, you could just imagine that it's probably like 36 of my house. You know what I mean? Like, it's
probably more.
Right, it's probably just massively, unbelievably huge. Like, think of Michael Jordan's house. Think of like, you know, like Garth Brooks' house, I'm sure is just absolutely insane. One of these days he'll invite me up.
One of these days.
Well,
they'll have pillow fights.
He owns multiple houses as well. So I know that Garth built a unbelievably huge house in Oklahoma when he retired. So I'm sure he still owns that place, and it's a huge ranch property. And then I know that he's got a big house in Nashville. Then I know that he's got a house in Vegas, and because he travels to all those places and he does his thing. But I think his main ranch is in Oklahoma, and I think that's still his main go-to place. But so, I mean, I know that a lot of these things. So when you think of this just sheer size of a lot of these guys and stuff, when you think of Graceland, like, you've been in it. It's not a huge house.
I wouldn't assume so.
I mean, it's...
Because, like, back then, it's not, like...
Right.
Huge. I mean, it was... he owned a lot of land and then he owned horses.
He did. Yep. And actually...
Golf carts.
You remember his office? It was like the old barn shed thing back behind the house. So what got me is there's a wall that goes all the way around the mansion.
I gotta remember it. I'm looking it up on my phone.
So there's a wall all the way around this mansion.
Yeah.
The front wall is, I mean, waist height.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people could easily just step over. It's just crazy, right? That it's just not what you expect. You expect that you can't see over the walls, and you can be standing on the front porch of Graceland and you can see into the neighbors' backyards. So that means the neighbors can just see. I mean, it's just and they say during the tour that he would ride his horses right up front, and this is at the time, there was people that were just standing at his gate. At all time. If he was home, it was people standing out in front of his house staring at his house.
That is insane.
Yeah. And so it's crazy. And it was just like an old garage sitting out behind this mansion. And again, I wouldn't really call it a mansion by today's standards.
Yeah.
But in those days standards, but again, this was his parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the upstairs. So when he was home at Graceland, the whole upstairs was Elvis's.
Yeah.
And then he had, like, the basement, and then he had, I mean, everything was state of the art for the time. Yeah. The jungle room is crazy. The jungle room he had added on to the house, and then he do you have pictures of the jungle room, Jacob, that you can show him?
So, yeah, Jacob's just been showing me pictures, by the way.
Which is awesome. But there's an old garage.
What color was the...
The jungle room was off of the living room behind the kitchen. So it was on the main floor behind the staircase. And then it had, like... I think it had animals and stuff in there. That's why they called it the jungle room.
Oh, I thought it would just be, like, green and viney.
It was also shaggy carpet. Yep, that's it right there.
Oh, here, you showed me that.
Yeah, okay. So, but then there's out back, there's like an old garage with a room on it, and room is the office.
Oh.
Yeah, that's awesome. The jungle room. Oh. Yeah, that's the addition.
That is kind of strange, though.
But that's like his office.
People are just going to have to Google search these pictures.
You're just going to have to Google search this. I mean, what, you want to just do everything for you? I talk about it, you guys. It's up to you guys to go.
Maybe
do
you your put his like office over there. Maybe he put his office over there for like...
We are. Yeah, this is what we do. Yeah, I give you assignments. You listen to us, I give you guys assignments. I give you work, all right? So anyway, it's just not what you think it is. And then there's a swimming pool there.
Oh, really?
And then he had this racquetball court built. Now, the racquetball court is the newest building on the property.
Oh, what the heck? That looks like one of my old houses.
And so it's got like... a hangout area with couches and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got like a bathroom. And then it also has this racquetball court in there. Oh, so sweet. He would hang out with his buddies in the racketball court.
So I'm still in the pool.
You know, having pillow fights and everything.
Right.
As you do in racquetball.
So then...
Oh, that's a nice pool.
So then, after Elvis passes away, his dad is still alive. Huh. And I believe... his grandma is still alive. Really? I'm pretty sure. No.
Oh, I was like, dang.
I'm pretty sure that the grandma outlived Vernon and Elvis, and then Elvis's mom, I can't think
Holy
of her
crap,
name.
Holy crap, what a fighter.
But I'm pretty positive. But then the house and everything gets turned over to Priscilla after Vernon dies. Yeah. So then Priscilla becomes the owner of the house, even though she's the ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Vernon Elvis Presley. April 10th, 1916, June 26th, 1979. Son of Jesse D. Presley and Minnie Mae Presley. Father of Elvis Aaron Presley and Jesse Karen Presley. Mm-hmm. Grandfather of Lisa Mary Presley. That's on his grave.
Yes.
Oh, did you know also had like a twin brother that died at birth?
He did. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, was that Jesse?
Yeah, that's Jesse. Yes. Jesse Gordon something. Nope. Or no, Karen. Not Gordon. Gossie? What is that?
I just said.
No, his middle name. His middle name was like something like Presley's.
Jesse Karen Presley.
It wasn't Karen.
It says it on the memorial.
Garen. Not Karen. Someone got that wrong then.
Well, this
That's
is
a
actually...
G, Jacob. That's a G.
Oh, that might be a G. It looks like a C.
Yeah, I can see why it's died that then.
Yeah, but that's actually on... Jacob's looking at it on the headstone.
Oh, okay.
And then, okay. Mr. Jake, you're looking at it
and
up
then,
on...
Oh, yeah, and then there's a bunch of flowers by his...
And then Elvis's grave. What Jacob's looking at, these are the graves.
Of
and they're
the actual...
Of the Presleys. Thing? So Vernon. Oh. And then what'd you say the his wife's name was? I can't... Was it Minnie?
No, that was his...
That was Grandma. Grandma was... Oh. was and then...
Okay, so it's...
He's just like zooming in.
Yep.
That is 800 pictures.
Don't mind all of that. Oh, it doesn't say the wife name. Okay, so.
But so anyway, so they're all buried there, and then Elvis is buried at the mansion. I'm assuming I haven't seen anywhere, but Priscilla just passed away.
Oh really?
No, I'm sorry. Gosh, I do keep saying.
Jamie.
I know.
Oh. There's Jesse's...
Garen, yep. Garen.
Garen.
Presley.
Yep. Jesse Garen Presley.
Oh, yeah. So he's got a headstone there as well.
Yeah, but it's not as large because...
Right, because he was a little baby.
And then there's... Gladys Love Smith Presley.
Gladys.
Gladys. Or...
Same thing.
Okay.
Gladys?
So that's Gladys. Elvis's mom.
Oh.
Yeah, Gladys. Okay, so...
Yep.
So anyway, they're all buried at
Graceland. I was looking for it. I knew
Elvis.
I had the picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's and awesome. I'm pretty sure he has an eternal flame, does he not?
Oh, he does?
Does he? He's got a flame on his gravestone, doesn't he? Elvis.
Elvis.
I know. He's got the picture right there. Yeah. I'm pretty positive it had an eternal flame. No, that's his.
No, that's.
That's
no,
his
no.
Thunderbolt.
Like by the.
Let me see the. Let me see it. Is that all you have? Your picture's not that great on that one.
Oh, well.
But other
Wait. There it is. To live in memoriam. Yeah, you don't have a picture. You have a little bit.
Back to Graceland.
Yeah, and he's got an eternal flame.
I'll be back, guys. I gotta go take some more pictures.
But no, it's really neat. It's a really cool... Yeah, there's his eternal flame right there, Jacob. So there's Elvis, and then there's the eternal flame.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? So he's got an eternal flame over his...
I guess I didn't know that was supposed to be the eternal flame.
Yeah.
God, Jacob.
You know who else has... Oh, I'm jumping all over the place, but JFK...
JFK.
Yeah, JFK at he's buried in Arlington. Mm-hmm. But he has an eternal flame and actually standing at JFK's at his grave, when you turn and you look, you overlook Washington D.C.
Oh, that's awesome.
From the hill. It's absolutely.
Did you go there with Haley on her trip?
I did. Yeah. Honestly, I
oh yeah, it says Minnie May actually died on in 1980.
Yeah, so, and that and that's grandma, dang. Right?
Grandma, yes, a fighter.
I think so.
Number one, yeah, grandma.
She was. She would have been born. When was she born? 1800s.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's Vernon's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So dude. So Elvis's grandma outlived all of them.
Yep. Because Vernon died in 1979.
Yeah, so Vernon died 2 years after Elvis, and then Grandma lived another couple years, and then she passed away. And then Lisa Marie, so then we get all kinds of crazy. So
you're overstating it a little bit. She lived longer by 1 year.
Doesn't matter. This is Grandma. Grandma outlives son and grandson. I mean, isn't that insane?
1 point for grandmas.
Yeah. And then, so I mean, all right, so put it in perspective. So grandma has a family.
Yeah.
Raises Vernon.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon now decides to have a family.
Yeah.
Raises Elvis. So now watching as her little grandbaby grows up.
The funny thing is,
becomes 18. Hang on a second. Becomes 18. And then he becomes this world famous, crazy famous man.
King of rock.
King of rock and roll. She watches all of these things that her grandson is doing. He then becomes this movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes back and now he's doing all of this other. I mean, this guy is as big as anybody's ever been in the history of anything. This is the most famous guy in history.
That is insane.
And then he passes away.
Jake, would you just show me a picture of horses for some reason?
Okay, so what? Show me what you wanted to show me.
It's funny that I don't have the pictures of the eternal flame, but I have pictures of trees.
And horses.
That's hilarious. That is
funny. Out of all things to take picture of.
And he showed me his picture of a swing set. Like,
yeah, that was in the backyard. It was just a rusty old swing set.
Oh, that's all awesome. But
ooh, actually, so the tree is actually in honor of Gladys. It was her love. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it was, oh, and it says, not mine, but thy will be done. Underneath. So
Elvis Presley was, we'll go ahead and we'll touch base real quick on his. So he is playing racquetball with buddies.
Mm-hmm.
In his racquetball court.
Yes.
Yeah, he used to ride those horses. Not those horses. Those horses wouldn't have been. But he used to ride horses around Graceland. Yeah, these are still the horses. Yeah, they had long gray beards. They were like barely. They were old, man. It was crazy.
Old, raggedy horses.
But so he's played.
His horses outlived everybody.
Yeah. They were grandma's horses. Oh, that's awesome.
She taught him the longevity trick.
So Elvis gets into drugs. He was taking.
Sorry. Talking about horses and then Elvis got into drugs.
Well, so I'm just, he got addicted to like pain pills and stuff like that. I don't know if anybody says all of the drugs that he actually took. My understanding is he basically took, if they offered it to him, he took it. Right? So you're still showing pictures? He's got so many pictures. You're showing a
picture of a water fountain.
Oh, here's the top of his gaming room. Oh, and there's the bottom from the top view.
Now he's showing me a picture of a couch.
Here's a better picture of the...
More couches.
Oh, yeah. It's really good looking.
It's like a Tory Menard
even
or something.
Even by today's standard, this is where they all used to hang out, remember? Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's in the that right there is the racquetball. Yeah, that's the hangout area of the racquetball court.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So basically, after Vernon passes away, and then the Graceland gets left to Priscilla.
Yeah.
So even though she's the ex-wife, Priscilla gets the house.
Oh, it says that Elvis approximately spent $200,000 just on the racquetball.
on having building. It built.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you just zoomed into a bus. I took a photo. Yeah.
You're reading it at an angle.
Oh, and here's the pool side.
Yeah, because after we left the racquetball court, you walked through the pool area. And then you walked by the actual grave sites, and then we...
Jacob, explain me this. Why did you show me a picture of a water
fountain? Because he drank that looked water.
Really that... new.
He drank water at Graceland. That's pretty awesome.
But like, it looks really new.
It's closed.
Oh, because, yeah, that was probably still during COVID time frame, wasn't it?
Yep.
Here's a picture of a COVID fountain.
And the funny thing is, it's just right next to his racquetball court, and I said, that's neat.
Well, you were taking a lot of pictures that day.
All right. If you want to see any of the literal papers that he had, I can send you every single paper.
So
on
what?
The wall.
You want people to reach out? Do you want to give your cell phone number out to everybody? Or
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. And, yeah. Yeah, all millions of people. We're not sending Jacob's cell phone number to you. All right.
The, like 400 people listening.
Yeah, this is that's fantastic. It's a great number. All right. Well, we're happy to have all
here's
of you back,
fountain.
Too.
Oh, it's another good, fountain. It's...
Yes. That's an actual, not a drinking fountain. That's a real fountain. All right. Let's move on from the pictures.
Ooh, and then I have pictures of his classic cars, like the Rolls Royce. Okay.
Right.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, because we even did
we
the car museum. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about let's go back through that in a minute. Let's finish up talking about so basically. Yes, I know that was as we were leaving. All right, so let's talk about that in a few minutes. Let's move on from your pictures.
Yeah, come on. I guess I don't have pictures of us actually entering, do I?
I do.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay, you want to send me those? I kind of haven't.
Okay.
He needs more.
So anyway.
Why?
I want to move on from the pictures just now. Saying. Okay.
Okay, let me just zoom in here, read what it says. Oh, that's Gladius. Back in 1934. Oh, wait, I can't read it. I got to move on.
Okay. Stop. Let's quit it. Turn off your phone.
Okay. So, anyway. So from 73 to 77 is what we know as this is when he started having the addictions and mm-hmm. he started doing drugs. He started taking pain medications and he started taking things. And so this is where he starts to deteriorate. He starts to kind of put on weight. Then there's all the stories about times that he would fall when he's getting out of his car. Dropping the mic when he's, you know, like on stage, things like this are happening. And it just kind of starts to fall apart for him a little bit. He's still. I'm going to take it for a minute. Okay.
Thank you.
Fine.
I know. I want you to pay attention to what we're saying instead of just looking. The pictures are awesome.
Yeah. I was showing Jake a picture of all three of them together in 1970.
We'll look more pictures of that in just a second. But
he was slowly gaining weight, like you said earlier.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm going to have to link every single one of these photos. It's going to...
Right. So, but this is when he's starting to kind of deteriorate a little bit. And so, finally in 77 is when the pain addiction or the pain pill addictions, oxycodones, that type of stuff is when he's... So, but what those do when you're abusing them, not even when you're abusing them, if you even like have a broken leg and you're taking a lot of Oxycontins, anyway, it basically will plug you up. Okay. So Elvis was not pooping.
Oh.
So he's having a lot of stomach issues at the time and he is not pooping because he's taken too many pain medications and he's because of this addiction. So then it leads to where he then keeps trying and overly trying to go to the restroom, but anyway, so the day that he died, he was in the racquetball court with his friends.
Yeah.
Everybody's there, he's doing his thing, they're all hanging out, and then he goes back in the house, goes upstairs to the second floor, which you're not allowed to go at Graceland.
Yep.
That's all
I'm
blocked off.
I'm picture that.
And I'm sure you do. And then so, but he actually died trying to poop on the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah. So
earlier you said he died in the racquetball court.
No.
No, he was
he was in the racquetball court the day that he died.
Yeah.
So he was out in the racquetball court with his buddies, and then he went in the house that session, that hangout session was over, and he went upstairs to try to use the restroom. He died on the toilet. Yeah. So it's an absolutely tragic end to one of the most famous people in history. Like, as far as people go, you don't get more famous than Elvis Presley. You just don't, right? So it's really crazy that he's 42. He dies at 42 years old. 42. He's up there. He's the second number one selling Soto artist. So he's like, it's just insane the amount of popularity. And he still sells music and he still sells things today. Yeah. So those numbers still do continue to grow. And then his, you know, but anyway, so then we move on. The house, right, is still Vernon's house. He's still alive, but then he dies a couple years later. The house goes to Priscilla.
Yeah.
What was it,
1979?
He died in 1979.
I thought you were gonna say, I have a picture of that, too.
He probably does. They actually have pictures of the deeds, everything, all on the walls, all of his awards on the walls.
I took a picture of every single one of those. I told you that.
I know, but we don't need to go through. He literally has 800 pictures. This will take us all day. And that's not, it's not fun for... I actually
have the picture of the eviction notice.
Oh my God, get out of here, dude.
So anyways, so Priscilla ends up being the one that inherits the mansion. Uh-huh. So she gets Graceland.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
Graceland
starts...
is really expensive. And it's a sad story. You can watch the movie Elvis, and Tom Hanks is in it, and he... I haven't finished watching it. It's a very odd way to tell a movie.
Like 3 hours long?
It's long, and it's weird the way that it's made. So then, to me, it was just hard. I was having a hard time following it. So I haven't gone back to it. I want to watch it. But they basically show you that his manager took 50% of everything. And so, I mean, it's just insane the amount of advantage that... Like, people took advantage of Elvis, and it just happened to be his manager was the worst one. But anyway, so Priscilla gets the house, and it's going to go to Lisa Marie. But Lisa Marie is not old enough yet. So then it goes to Priscilla until Lisa Marie gets older, and then it goes to Lisa Marie.
Yeah.
So, but the house is really, really, really expensive to maintain. And now there's no Elvis income, right? So there's just what he had. So now there was, what are they going to do? So they essentially turn Elvis into, and Graceland, into the museum and an attraction. And then they try to sell more things Elvis to go to the Elvis Trust. And so Elvis Incorporated, Elvis Inc. is kind of born.
Yeah.
And so they now have Elvis Company, and then all of that money is going to the Presleys. And then it kind of keeps funding everybody. Okay. So now Priscilla Presley ends up going on to do quite a few movies and TV shows. And she was very famous because she was married to the most famous man of all time. So she's, by association, and she was very pretty. Holy cow, was she very pretty. Still is pretty for even being, you know, like almost 80 years old. It's just... and I want to say that... I'm going to look up her exact age because I thought that it said 79. When I looked, I thought it said she was 79. So let me look. She is. She's still alive. She lives in New York City. She was born May 24th, 1945. Mm-hmm. And she is 79.
And it said Lisa died in 2023?
Yes. Lisa Marie just passed away last year. And that is a tragic story. Yeah. Because Lisa Marie's the same thing. She was so pretty. And she, Lisa Marie, ends up going on to... so we won't cover a ton because we've already been going for a really long time. And I want to get into the main portion about Graceland. So
what's this all about?
So let's finish talking a little bit about Priscilla. She ends up having a couple of spouses. She's only ever was married to Elvis.
Yeah.
She then has dated a couple of people. And then apparently she has another son. I didn't know that. Navarone Garcia, an American musician, He's the son of Priscilla Presley. I didn't know that. And then the most famous, her famous granddaughter is an actress right now, Riley Q. Yeah. And she is apparently a pretty popular actress.
Yeah.
And she's now currently the owner of Graceland. Because when Lisa Marie passed away, it now has passed on to this Danielle Riley. So the Lisa Marie story, since, you know, I'm not going to go too much into Priscilla because Priscilla was just married to Elvis and then, you know, like the association. But now Lisa Marie is the daughter of Elvis, right? Unreal. Like, everybody knows who Lisa Marie Presley is. She's, again, she's like a Kardashian. She's famous for, because she, her dad is the most famous guy in history, right? So it's just, but she did a lot of things, too, yeah, with her. I mean, like, she had kind of a wild, crazy stage when she, I remember she married Michael Jackson, and then that was a whole thing because he was considered the king of pop, and they were married, and it was a weird marriage, I remember, even at the time. But then she marries this
Nicolas
Danny
Cage.
Yeah, Nicolas, she was married to Nicolas Cage. Cage. Yeah.
God. And, Nick Cage. Yeah.
And then Michael Lockwood. All right, so she has four kids. Now, here's a crazy portion of her four kids. She has a son.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Benjamin. Benjamin, and I keep saying this last name, and I apologize. It's K-E-O-U-G-H. I don't know. Cough. Q. I don't know. I don't know what. So I'm having a hard time. I don't know how to say that last name. But Benjamin is a very tragic story. He looked so much like Elvis. It's really kind of crazy how much he looked like Elvis. There's pictures of him around the mansion, but that's him right there.
Oh, I thought that was just pictures of
Elvis. Yeah. Looks a lot like... Now, he struggles. He just struggles in life. It's all over the mansion when you're at Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
This picture in particular that we're looking at right now...
I have a picture of this one.
Of course.
Right. Is Lisa Marie with her son, Benjamin. So, Benjamin, obviously, is a very, very wealthy kid. Just grows up wealthy. But he's living in this shadow of this, like, uber-famous grandpa, and he looks just like him.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, he also battles a ton of demons. And he never accepts, like, the spotlight and all of the stuff. And he ends up committing suicide.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's a very tragic tale. It's just too bad. But, I mean, he looks so much like him. And he was 27. He died in July of 2020.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot of stuff. But it is crazy how much he... Like, there's a bunch of pictures. There's this article online. So, if I'm reading that correctly, he was born in 84. So, anyway. Looked a lot like Elvis. That's a very tragic deal. Then we move on. Then we got Riley. Riley, again, very popular. She's in a ton of TV shows. Yeah. I did not know that this was Elvis's granddaughter. So, but she's really popular. And obviously, even with her name, you know what I mean? But I'm sure that there's people that know, obviously, that.
How that to pronounce deal. It?
And how to pronounce it. Yeah. All right. So Lisa Marie, it's a very, it's also a tragic deal. Let me see. I haven't gotten down to, so she suffered a cardiac arrest at her home in California. Her heart was restarted after CPR, but she died later and she was 54.
Oh, dang. That sucks.
It says, according to her autopsy, she died of a small bowel obstruction caused by a bariatric surgery she had undergone.
God, what is up with that?
She had opioids in her system.
Of course.
But they did not contribute to her death, but it probably contributed to having a bowel obstruction.
It's in, like, kind bowel, of, like, you know.
Pooping.
What is up?
So it was a similar, yeah. That's kind of crazy. I hadn't seen that.
Swear to God, if we look up like Elvis Presley's dad of Vernon, and it's like he died while on the toilet too.
I don't think he did, but yeah, that is kind of crazy. Apparently, hundreds of people attended her public memorial service, and it was held in Graceland, at Graceland, on January 22nd. Yeah. And then more than 1.5 million people watched the service through the live stream.
Dang.
I mean, she was a very popular person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it says that she was placed in the meditation garden next to her son, Benjamin, adjacent to her father, Elvis.
Oh.
So Benjamin has a really nice little plaque there, but it's obviously not near as big.
This must have been added before or after.
Yeah, you Lisa Marie was. You have Benjamin's.
I do.
Let's look after pictures. The fact, okay?
Yeah, let's stop. Let's stop it.
Okay, so the reason that we're talking about all of this stuff, okay?
I'm starting to think I don't have it.
That's fine. We'll look in a little bit. So
so many little details there's that a I missed lot and just got little plants instead.
Well, so the Benjamin one is back and around from that, so there was flowers and stuff by it. But anyway, we'll look through that here in just a few minutes. So anyways, there was a lot of famous people in attendance of her funeral. And I do wonder, I'm curious to see if Priscilla, with her ties to Elvis and Graceland and everything, I wonder if she will be buried at Graceland when she passes. But she's still only 79, so... Anyway, it's a really tragic story about all of these people, uber famous, uber wealthy. It's unreal. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think now, I have it, so.
That's fine. So now, the reason that we're talking about all of this, we've been talking about it the whole time because we keep talking about Graceland.
And Jacob's photos.
And Jacob's photos. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be like a 3-hour long podcast.
So, out of the blue, Lisa Marie just passed away last year.
Uh-huh.
Out of the blue, this year, we're talking like 2 months ago.
Oh.
Okay.
Out of the blue, Graceland was like all of a sudden... There was a company that comes out of the blue and says Lisa Marie Presley had taken a loan out against Graceland.
Oh.
And that she hadn't paid back this like $3.5 million or something like that.
Really? Okay?
Yeah. And so it is absolutely crazy. This company called Nosini Investments and Private Lending.
Hmm.
All of a sudden comes out and they go, Lisa Marie Presley had taken out this huge loan. Like I say, like $3 million is what I had seen.
Gosh.
And nobody has paid it back. Therefore, they're going to foreclose on Graceland.
She left Graceland as like the liability for all that?
Yeah.
So
they're saying that she took out a loan and she used Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
As collateral on the loan, and she never paid back the loan. This is what this company, this Nosini Investments and Private Lending, comes out and says this. Well, the Graceland now is in the care and control of Riley Q or whatever. Okay? So granddaughter Riley. Yeah. We'll just say Riley. Okay, so Riley is the one in control. She owns Graceland now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do know that it was in the news a couple years ago because, again, Graceland is a very expensive thing. And then you should see, they now have a hotel across the street.
Oh.
So you come up to the Graceland. You come up to the Graceland entrance.
What? Did you just think it was on the property?
Wait, did they like buy the neighbor's houses that they could they look did. Over?
Yeah. There was a field or an open whatever.
That's
but
what they did to extend the house, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. So the Graceland complex is actually all across the street.
Yeah.
That's where his airplane collection, his car collection, his jumpsuit collection, and the now Graceland Hotel is all across the street. So you come in... Huge parking lot, and then you go through all this big, humongous museum, all of these things, and then you get on a tour bus, and it takes you across the street through the gates and to Graceland. Graceland is its own entity. So, I do know that a couple years ago that Lisa Marie had sold all of the stuff across the street to a company. And now there's a company that owns that I think she was the manager of.
Yeah.
But Lisa Marie still owned the mansion. So it's hilarious that this company all of a sudden says that they're foreclosing on Graceland because of Lisa Marie. So Riley comes out and says, I didn't. Like, my mom did not take out this loan. This is all bullshit. But there was a date, and everybody was like, holy shit.
Oh my God.
If on Thursday it was going in front of a judge, not last Thursday, but like it was that Thursday, and it was like 2 months ago or a month ago, that there was going in front of a judge, and if the judge like looked at the paperwork and agreed, then Graceland was foreclosed and it was going to be up for auction.
Oh.
Holy shit, right? So this is huge news. So now I'm like doing all this research, trying to find out what's going on. Holy crap. Did she really do that? I mean, I know that she had sold everything across the street, and now that's a company that owns that.
Yeah.
So all of the stuff across the street with the airplanes and all that land is a company. But Graceland, you know, anyway, is still the private home. This is the Presley residence. I mean, Elvis is buried at Graceland, and it's going to be coming up for auction. So anyways, in a crazy-ass twist, it drops its claims, declaring it an error riddled.
Oh.
Yeah, it literally, they didn't. So it said that Lisa Marie had obtained a $3.8 million loan from the company in 2015 using the deed as collateral against the debt. So the company advertises a foreclosure auction for May 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Riley is actively trying to get this sale blocked because they're advertising they're going to be selling Graceland and auctioning it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she was alleging that everything that they were trying, all of the documents were fraud. It was fraudulent.
Oh.
So it says here that media claimed that people allegedly associated with the company, Gregory Nassani and then Kirk Nassani, were the owners of this company that were the ones that were bringing forth the lawsuit. Yeah. So then they get it taken in front of a judge, and then so there's representatives for the Elvis Presley Enterprises. So this is the business operator of Graceland across the street. Mm-hmm. Said, as the court made clear, there was no validity to the claims. There will be no foreclosure. Graceland will continue to operate as it has for the past 42 years.
Oh.
So it's literally a fucking scam. Isn't that insane? So they just
forged the papers in the early instance.
It was fraudulent. So when the company was asked, they say, due to the deed of trust not being recorded and the loan being obtained in different state, legal action would have to be filed in multiple states, and Nossany Investments and Private Lending will not acquire to proceed. That comes from consultation of the lawyers for the company. They meant no harm towards Miss Kayla or Riley for her mother's mishabits and mismanaging of money. That's what that company says, but they have no... So when asked by the outlet whether they would pursue relief for the $3.8 million, they said per counsel, it's in the best interest, as multiple filings would have to be filed in three different states, so they will no longer comment on it. So it's just the craziest thing. So, I mean, all of a sudden, every news outlet out there is talking about, holy shit, Graceland is coming up for sale. And then at the end of the day, it's all fake. It's not, they're not going to be now going after that. So now, was there a loan? Maybe. But nobody thinks that Graceland was used for collateral. And then Riley was saying everything was completely fraudulent. None of this even happened. And now they're trying to say, I hope if this is fake, that those people are held to like the highest level of the law. I mean, that's unbelievable. They tried to steal Graceland from the Presleys. Are you freaking kidding me? Unreal, dude. Oh, my God. So anyways, that's why I wanted to talk about all of this Elvis stuff. And it's all very interesting. But so
also, Jacob's photos are really interesting. Oh, yeah. All the plants, the couches, and but signs.
Plants. But I mean, truly, all because somebody tried to steal Graceland from the Presleys.
And instead, I get a picture of a tree.
And the horses.
Oh, yeah.
You did have the really old horses, and that's pretty freaking awesome.
Grandma horses.
The grandma and grandpa horses. That is pretty awesome.
Grandpa right. actually rode one as he was dying on the toilet.
All right. Well, this has been fun. I think we've been going for a really long time now. So
I'm betting we have.
I know. Yeah.
And then we rushed through the actual thing we wanted to talk about.
I know. Yeah, the Graceland. But we've been talking Graceland the whole entire time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think we really rushed through Graceland. I rushed through the story.
The story you wanted to say.
I did. Because now we've been going for so long. But there's not a lot of details. I mean, really, it's kind of a small story. You know, I mean, there's not... Yeah. It's crazy, but it's not... I mean, it was a fraudulent thing. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it goes. This just happened. This just happened in May. And, I mean, here we're talking it's July when we're doing this. So, I mean, it's just 2 months ago, month and a half ago.
Yep.
Somebody just tried to steal Graceland from the Presleys. Be unbelievable. I mean, that's just unheard of. Anyway, I'm glad that they weren't able to make it happen. And I can't even believe... I don't know. Very, very interesting, but so it's crazy. Anyways, thank you everyone to listening. I hope everybody had fun. We had a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Check us out, all of our social media.
Remember and
all
of Jacob's photos. Sign up for the
Patreon. Are we putting Graceland? We're going to put a bunch of Jacob's pictures on Patreon.
Oh, my God.
Not all 800. That's ridiculous. But we are going to put...
We might leave out a couple points.
We're
going
to put the water fountain. Hey,
all the ones we mentioned.
Yeah, we're putting those on Patreon. So if you want to see the actual pictures Jacob took, it'll be on our Patreon. I'll upload those in the next couple of days. So they'll be there. It's going
to
be awesome.
It'll take like 3 days to download.
And we went on and on, so sorry, Grandma. So hopefully this was fun for everybody.
Oh, yeah, this was no cussing episode, apparently.
Yeah, well, I did say the one cuss word, and I even thought about it when I said it. I was like, oof, that was in bad taste. Sorry, Grandma. Yeah, sorry, Grandma, for the one bad F word that I used.
You up.
But everybody was – this was a lot of fun. I think we did great. Check us out, all of our social media. Make sure that you join our Patreon. You want to see these pictures of Elvis?
You want to see a tree? I got you.
Old horses? He's got you.
You guys want to see these old horses?
You want to see, Miss Gladius's horses? Oh, wait.
Old COVID fountain?
He's got you.
Old swing set that doesn't work probably? He's got you.
So, no. Otherwise, everything else... All of our social media accounts.
Eternal Flame? Not.
No.
You're going to have to go somewhere.
Right. Yeah. You have to look that up on Google. Yeah. Yeah. We don't have those.
Yeah.
Why would we take pictures of the cool stuff? No. Do you want to see Elvis's pink Cadillac? Get the fuck out of here. We don't have that.
No, I got the black one.
You got the black Cadillac?
I don't know.
You don't even know.
I got a picture of a black car and Elvis. Graceland.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Try to put some more stuff out quickly. Try to keep this going every few weeks like we used to do.
Originally, it was supposed to be every week. Sunday.
Yeah, every week. And then we went to bi-weekly because we got too busy. And then
Seth started golfing.
Well, the golf, it was... me moving my shop home, and then that got hectic, and then going with
and then Seth had to start his own business,
and then Seth started Plum Pros, and then that was, you know, he's been really busy doing that, and then
so
we tried
check
to
that out too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Check out the Plum Pros. And, you know, like that's where we're, you know, it just, it's hectic and it's hard to always sit down. So this was a lot of fun. I'm glad that this was able to work out with us. And we'll try to get something on the books with Seth, and then go from there. So I have some other pretty cool ideas. I'll go ahead and say, like, one of the ideas I'm thinking about, there's, like, the original stories, like, Boogeyman, who Ooh. That really was.
Candyman.
That's hilarious that you say that. Because I was looking at another one, Jack the Ripper. So I was thinking if we did a one podcast episode about all of those guys, like
hearing like the stories of Jack the Ripper. So. Yeah.
Right. So like the people, like these are what you like, think of when you get like
six people. The entire time.
I heard it was like the Pope, because like he was at that time, he was like in England, and then he left and then Jack the Ripper stopped.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, so this would be all. So anyways, I thought that would be a fun episode. There's also, and that kind of came to my mind because of the Muffin Man. Everybody was, that song got really popular. The Muffin Man? Right, and they say that that's because there was actually a killer
that was selling muffins.
Right, and so then they made the song
so that the kids would not go to the Muffin Man.
That's creepy. Right.
You should do the one about like Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, we could do it. See, so I there's a lot. I just saw that there's a documentary.
All right, so.
Right. So anyways, we can talk about all these things. We got a lot of stuff coming up. If you have something specific that you want us to talk about, where we have just a little bit of fun telling the story, then send us that on Patreon. Send it to us on any of our social media stuff.
Yeah, comment on X or whatever.
Or the Twitters.
It's called now.
Yeah, whatever it's called now.
Elon Musk changed
it too. Yeah, I know. Everybody messes it up. So anyways, check us all out there if you guys got something specific you want to listen to. But those are some of the ideas we're having. And so we're going to start trying to put some more stuff, more content out. It's been a lot of fun. Anything else? Did I forget anything else?
Sorry, honestly, Grandma. If you made it this far, I'm proud of you.
No, that ain't kidding. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously they made it this far because it's amazing.
We're amazing.
Awesome. Oh, wait. Thank you guys. Did you say something?
Sorry, Grandma.
That's Jake the catchphrase. Sorry, Grandma.
Good night.
Fantastic. Good night.